David Jose, junior year, Indiana University.
Michael Slate, junior year, Purdue University.
Going to college is as much a privilege as an opportunity to find out what a person wants to do with his life. We view our university years as an integral part of shaping our interests as well as providing the grounding we need in our chosen fields. But we also received a pre-college education that served us before we ever left high school. Both of us were kid entrepreneurs. Now one of us plans to create businesses after graduation. The other one already owns real estate. We're normal guys who were incredibly fortunate. We had a teacher who changed our financial lives. We met him in high school. Let's back up a bit. We met in elementary school, and growing up in Indianapolis, we played plenty of games together. Monopoly was a particular favorite because we could buy lots of real estate properties with money that was magically provided without any effort on our part. How money really worked in the world remained pretty much a mystery until our senior year in high school. That's when we took a class called Marketing Co-op, which was taught by Mr. Dave Stevens. Sitting in that classroom, we received the kind of lessons students really need. Mr. Stevens gave us the necessary skills to succeed in life. How to interview for a job was part of the lesson plan. So was building entrepreneurial skills. Then we learned how to invest in real estate. The time value of money was another part of the curriculum. For example, a dollar today will not buy you as much as a dollar did in 1960. We also learned that the timing of an investment was important, but not the most important part, and that simply investing money in sound ventures was a great way of building financial wealth. We were encouraged to learn at our own pace. Books were suggested, and Rich Dad, Poor Dad was on the reading list. One day, Mr. Stevens brought a board game into class. The next three classes were devoted to playing this game, Cash Flow 101. We really enjoyed it. It was fun. And yes, we learned a lot, too. The game showed us how to get out of the rat race, as well as how to use money to buy sound investments. Getting a job after college and working for years at it was the path we were on. Still, we knew that we were different and wanted another lifestyle. The game gave us a structured picture of that lifestyle and explained why we were different. The compelling aspect about the game was that it provided a visual reality to accumulating passive cash flow. Then someone mentioned that there was a cash flow for kids game, and suddenly an idea took hold. Another person mentioned knowing a fifth grade teacher at a local elementary school. Why not teach kids even younger than we were the skills they needed? Why wait until high school? Arrangements were made, and a group of us went over to fifth grade class. The kids loved playing the game, and those 10 and 11-year-olds were savvy. When we heard them say things like, "My passive income has to be more than my expenses in order for me to get out of the rat race," more than a few of us felt goosebumps. We knew that the game was giving these kids a whole new way of looking at life, not just money. Very likely, they were learning lessons their own parents had never been taught. Certainly, that's what our experience was.